Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, checkity check, 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 check.
All right, there's yours, mine. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, so I can't log into my Facebook yet because now I need a code for some reason.
That's weird.
All right, so welcome to this episode of Country Not Country. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I feel like I'm coronavirus free. I haven't had any symptoms whatsoever.
Ditto, same here.
Even though every time I have even the slightest scratch in my throat, I feel like, oh my gosh, what is this?
Oh yeah, I thought for a second I was getting a sore throat. I was like, oh crap, but yeah, I was good. So far so good.
Yeah, and then like the oak pollen is starting to really gather now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see it, like when I went and played golf up at Lake Conroe, I went to ground zero to play golf, if you will, Montgomery County.
Oh.
As we crossed the Montgomery County line, I was like, oh man, dad, what are we doing here? I saw a lot of the oak pollen falling on the cars and I was like, man, I know that after that comes sneezing, coughing and
watery eyes
and yeah, all the things all that could be the coronavirus.
Well,
no, actually not.
And then some. Should we explain why we're doing this Facebook Live?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, so I can't see the I can't see the comments just yet. So I'm sure someone's probably saying something, but I'm still logging into mine.
Okay.
But yeah. Oh, now
we're sideways. Can you see it?
I hear you. No, I'm not watching. I got to take you out of queue though, so I don't
but
hear it.
The problem is we're sideways. Is
we're
there a
sideways?
Way to fix that? Yeah.
Well, of course we're sideways. Oh, because we have to do it upside down. So you're watching it?
Yeah. So right now, it looks like we're in it. Yeah. This is just so terrible. Let's see. Yay. Hey, Sherry. We're trying to fix this thing. And apparently when I said hi, Sherry, Siri thought I was saying hi. Ooh! Oh,
is this still recording?
Yeah. Hang on.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Hi.
Okay.
Wait. You may have to turn it another way. Oh, I guess if it works that way, that's fine.
Are you in your chair?
I'm in my chair. Okay. Do you want me to go get in your chair now? Where am I? There I am.
Are we straight up and down on the camera?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. So, hey, that's going to help us on the time. We made it 3 minutes into the podcast.
Oh, God.
Before we get that correct.
All right. All right. So, yeah, let's talk about why we're doing this as a Facebook Live and all of that.
Well, one of the things is because I think they're I can look out of our window here and I can tell the traffic is way down. So I know a lot of people are at home.
Well, and I will say, coming into work, obviously, we all have to, here on the air, we all still have to come in. They haven't quarantined us to our house yet, but the traffic in the morning is like, it's like traffic on a holiday. That's what it feels like, because it takes me like 10 minutes.
I think that's a good explanation of how it feels. It's like the unintentional holiday.
Mm-hmm. Every day, it's kind of like every day feels like a Saturday, because like, our patterns are
Kind of like Harvey in a roundabout way. Because like Harvey disrupted what normal was so harshly for like a week or so, week and a half. I mean, for people, some people obviously much longer than that. But I know for me, it was like, what day is it? What day of the week? Or is it Sunday? Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Sorry, don't mind me adjusting things.
Yeah.
But we wanted to do our Country Not Country podcast and do it live on Facebook so that people could chime in. And we were going to talk about several things today. We were going to talk, obviously, about coronavirus, but then we were going to talk about the Texans. But I feel like we should save the Texans for last. Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, either way. I mean, right now I think coronavirus is on everyone's mind. The Texans is like a weird sort of like left turn in the world. We're like, hey, don't y'all realize everything's messed up right now? Do we have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, or at least keep it quiet? I don't know. Maybe do a little gag order for 6 weeks? I don't know.
Yeah.
But also, we were doing this on Facebook Live to invite anyone to call in. If they wouldn't call in, feel free. We're glad to hear what you have to say. It's hard to read the comments and record the podcast, so we're going to kind of roll through the podcast like we normally would.
Yeah, I have the podcast or the Facebook Live up over here so I can see if anybody wants to comment on here. But also, if you want to call us or text us, 713-881-5500, then we can go off your comments on there as well. Yesterday I was out and trying to get some dinner when they made the big announcement of restaurants closing. And
was there panic or were people just acting kind of normal and confused or
normal and confused? But I felt really bad for the servers because they were like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. And
well, you heard they're going to maybe give like $1,000 away.
Like, you're talking about the government, right?
Yeah, they said they're going to give like $1,000 direct cash.
Here's my problem with that. And I mean, while it sounds great and everything, I don't know how they're going to qualify who gets what. But my thought is, remember what happened during Katrina and they gave people those debit cards to go get their supplies?
What happened?
They went to the Galleria and bought themselves some new clothes and Louis Vuitton purses and all of that.
Katrina was isolated to Louisiana and the neighboring communities. Maybe there were some others along the Gulf, but I mean, I'm sure other areas were impacted by Katrina, but the bulk was a focused area, is what I'm saying, versus this is widespread nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I'm saying. Like, how are they going to determine who gets $1,000 and who doesn't?
And they're talking about,
are they also going to put parameters on what they spend it on?
And are they going to halt mortgages and rent? I wouldn't mind a free month of rent.
And I just touched my face. Yeah, I realize that. That's another thing. How many times you touch your face? But
I've done pretty good. Like, and look, my nails are growing because I've
because you haven't been biting them.
Yeah,
yeah. I have a friend. She owns a restaurant downtown, China Garden. It's next to,
I think I've eaten there before.
Yeah, next door to the Toyota Center. And she's like, "All right, so since I can't stay open, what am I going
to
do?
To go?
You know, and that's the thing. Is it to? She can only do to go only." But she doesn't deliver, so
maybe time to start delivering.
Yeah,
I would. I mean, but that's what I think. A lot of businesses have started doing that because, like, if you're confined to the owner and four waiters, and there's no one allowed in the restaurant, might as well. Hey, where do you live? We'll bring it to you. Like, I mean, that's what I would be doing.
Well, that's an idea. I mean, maybe the restaurant, instead of the waiters waiting,
become delivery boys.
They become delivery people. I don't know. I mean, that there's one thought.
I was talking to, so I went to a La Esquina food truck today, which is kind of in my neighborhood on the east side of downtown, on Hunt Street. Delicious. The plug is because it's so good. And it's just a little food truck, Mexican food. They sell tacos. And I saw on Instagram where they had a, St. Patrick's Day lunch special where it was like chips and queso and this little, three tacos and beans. I was like, all right, I'm in. And the guy next, one of the guys was there picking up his lunch. He was talking about his son who is having trouble paying bills and how this is going to really hurt him because he works in the food industry somewhere. And I said, I know times are going to be a little tough, but Domino's delivery, I made a lot of money, close to $1,000 a week at 19 years old, hustling pizzas. And
wow.
It was because you get cash tips and then you get your credit card tips on your paycheck. They paid weekly. And they had to pay you $7 an hour, And so I would work, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. So there was $50 and then take home $120 in tips a day because they pay 75 cents a delivery. And that money starts stacking up really quick.
Hmm.
And it was a great job for being 19. I couldn't believe how much money I was making.
Yeah, that's, I mean, well, and the grocery stores are hiring now because that's getting crazy.
I mean, and inventory stockers. And all, speaking of, hats off to the to the HEB and Kroger and all of them, because like Food Mart, I saw they did something for senior citizens today.
Oh, yeah, a lot of, I know, what is it? Is it Dollar General or Family Dollar?
One of them.
Yeah, one of them is opening up earlier along with Food Town. They're opening up for senior citizens an hour before so that they can avoid large crowds, which I think is really cool, and hopefully that'll catch on nationwide.
And just be a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that being a thing where, hey, if you're not over 65, you don't need to be in here right now.
Yeah.
Like, let them have their peace and quiet.
Man,
it's so crazy it's come to that, you know?
No, it's just all of it is just so, it's all of it so crazy.
What was I saying is, so hats off to them for not like allowing us to run through all of our resources, because while the toilet paper weirdness of like people buying it all off, it seems like the shelves are empty, but they're just not stocking it because they know it's not necessary. So like the warehouses had toilet paper, they just weren't stocking it because people were buying it out in a ridiculous fashion. So thankfully they have the foresight, and there's people that are, you know, good at planning and stuff at the warehouses of HEBs and Kroger's around the world, that they know, hey, these people are acting really weird, let's not put all the toilet paper out because they will run us dry. You know what I mean? Like
That's why I have an Amazon. Okay, so I have Amazon Prime. I have certain subscriptions for items, and I have a subscription for toilet paper, for wipes, and for paper towels. So I get it whether I need it or not, unless I cancel it. But I already had. I have 4 packages of toilet paper at my house because I forgot to cancel one time. So I'm like, well, looks like I'm good. So yeah, I don't need this.
And they're still bringing it.
Well, this next shipment, I probably won't.
Did you say shipment? shipment.
Oh, yeah. Funny. Right. But yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, unless I cancel it right now, maybe.
Do you need to? We said you had plenty. I mean, I
have. I'm going to cancel it because I have four packages. I don't need another one.
Well, I did a photo shoot with all the toilet paper I own.
Yeah, I saw that. Somebody must have got really bored one night.
And it was a Saturday night and there was nothing going on.
God, you did that on a Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, we're under quarantine. I'd been out Thursday and Friday, so I mean, it wasn't quarantine. I call it the pseudo quarantine because it's not really a quarantine. It's just like, you know, like you're the only human I've actually been in the room with at all. In the last like 24 hours, I'm pretty sure, maybe 36 hours. But I don't mind. Like, I'm like, you know what? I'd rather not be around some people, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who has it.
Well, you know, it's funny.
I'm pretty sure I don't have it.
Well, thank you. you know what I think is interesting is like all of us are stuck at home and we can't do a lot of things that we would normally do. But to be honest, this sounds bad, but it's not really affecting me because I kind of stayed at home all the time anyway, you know? It's like, I don't necessarily have like this giant social calendar. I mean, it screwed up my rodeo life, if you will, but,
well, that's what I think. That's for me. That's the big vacuum is, you know, when I thought about Monday night, I was supposed to be seeing Keith Urban, you know, that was kind of it was just weird to think that we would still be in rodeo. And then I thought to myself, how tired would I be? Like, would I be tired? Like, would I be worn out?
What, my steps on my my steps would have been way higher. But now it's like I'm not walking around as much. I'm like, I guess we'll watch some more TV.
Yeah, I have no desire to look at my step counter right now. It's so embarrassing, probably. It's probably went from like 8,000 a day to like 500. Like, are you alive?
God. But what else? I feel like there's so many.
Yeah. So the first person passed away from it in our area, Matagorda County, a man in his 90s passed away. That was last night. So, one of the things I read on the seriousness of it is that it is a respiratory disease and they don't have a cure for it. So that's the other part. You know what I mean? Like they don't know how they can't treat it. They can treat the symptoms and hopefully fight and give you, your immune system enough to fight it, but they don't actually have medicine that stops it.
There's an antiviral medication they were talking about this morning on Good Morning America, and I actually went online to find out what company was selling it or manufactures it, because I was like, oh, maybe I should invest in this company. But the one person, they did a trial with this antiviral medication, and apparently a guy that was in pretty bad shape, he got it, and now he's good. So they're
where
trying
was he
to,
from?
I can't remember where he was from.
I saw some guy at the Atlanta CDC has it now.
Yeah, I did see that somebody at the CDC had it. But there was some guy, he was in bad shape. Now he's doing better, and he thinks it's because of this antiviral medication. So they're going to experiment on more people. I know there was some vaccine that they were using on some people, I think, in the Seattle area.
Yeah, well, I saw that. So you remember when the first kind of wave of Seattle patients popped up. Mm-hmm. I found an article. I may be repeating myself, but I found this article that they covered one of the lady's stories who had recovered from it. And she talked about how, you know, leading up to it, she kind of felt some kind of weird symptoms. She felt a little sick, like she was coming down with something, but kind of ignored it and just kind of nursed herself back to health. And they gave her some stuff or whatever. And then she went home, and then she got the chills one night, and then she had a real bad fever, and she knew something was wrong. So she went back to the emergency room. They thought it was the flu, but they tested her, came back positive. Well, it wasn't just a doctor. She sent her swabs to a research facility in Seattle. Mm-hmm. So a lot of like 10 of the patients in Seattle who had it, they were all treated at They were all treated at a research facility, not just a ER. Mm. And so I thought that was a cool kind of a caveat of what's happening in some places where it's a little isolated like that. Once someone tests positive, they bring them into a research place and then try to identify what's going on and really look at the symptoms. And she described it as a 3-day flu. And not that anybody wants that or needs that. And I know it's super, you know, tough for older people or immunosuppressed folks to deal with it or come out of it. But it's not a death sentence for you or I.
Right.
Unless we just go untreated or something, you know.
I do find it interesting how different parts of the country are doing different things, like what they're doing here. I do a station in Portland, Oregon, and schools there in the Washington and Oregon area, they have the one school. Okay, Oregon is out until the 1st of April for sure, and then Washington State is out for like the entire month of April. I think April 23rd or something. I was like, good God. And yeah, they also did the restaurant ban, so they can't have.
And that's in Washington?
Oregon, Portland, Oregon. It's just very, very interesting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I work at Wild West on Thursdays and Fridays, so I'm losing a little bit of money there for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. you know, so.
At least 2 weeks.
At least, yeah. I'm staying optimistic about us locally. I think that if they can find a way to, because what's going to happen is, let's say Houston doesn't explode. I mean, it has exploded, but let's say it doesn't get to thousands of cases.
Say in New York.
Yeah, but yeah. Dallas does.
Mm-hmm.
Or San Antonio does, or New Orleans does. They're going to put on some sort of like localized quarantine where, hey, you know, you're not allowed to enter out of the city. We're going to ask that you stay here and no inter-flight travel. Like, I believe those kind of travel bans will go.
Oh, well, see, and this is my theory on why we're not seeing that here in the United States. My belief is that we're not seeing, you know, when you see Trump go on and talk about, oh, well, let the states decide. I think it's not a nationwide thing, because I think it would screw up the economy even more. And the Dow, you're like, we're talking about the stock market in the crapper. I think doing stuff like that would freak it out even more. And we're already headed for a recession. It would probably put us into a recession. That's my theory. Now, granted, I'm no
economic
major, but I would think that probably,
because
saying nationwide, you can't leave your house. I think people lose their. We're already losing our minds.
Well, the interstate commerce is big,
yeah,
and they don't want to. They don't want to get rid of that. International commerce is already brought to a stop, so that means interstate is next, and then obviously local commerce is suffering. So they don't want to take the giant step.
I feel like they're trying to do. I don't think they want to.
Well, Donald
Trump want to stop it, but they, I don't think they want to make it just such a dire situation where, what is the
President Trump said he didn't need to do a government shutdown. They've already talked about it. Sure, it's on the table, but it's not what they want to do. They don't want to do that because that would create a huge, a much more big problem than we already have. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was, I didn't realize this. I was a little too young to really pay attention to it when 9/11 happened, that they stopped the stock market trading for 4 days.
See, I don't remember that. I definitely remember that the travel was banned because I actually was a freshly married young woman at the time.
Yeah.
And our honeymoon was planned for, well, right then. And we actually, as soon as they opened up flying, that was when the first day of flying that they allowed again is when we were supposed to leave for our honeymoon. And my ex-husband, because he's now my ex-husband, I remember him saying at the time, let's just cancel. Let's not go. And I'm like, you know damn well that if we don't go, we're never going to go. So we're going. And we got on that flight and it was fine. And he ended up getting fired on our honeymoon. But it was great. Yeah, it was fine.
Wow.
I always love telling that story. But yeah, I feel
hey,
really
at least
bad.
I had a good trip.
I guess. Yeah, that was
got a vacation.
Yeah, that was very interesting. But that I feel bad for Mo. They were supposed to go on their honeymoon.
Oh, I know. Well, I was just thinking that you have a similar experience. You can actually empathize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's, yeah. And
so, I was supposed to go to Vegas April 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Oh, yeah, for the ACM Awards, and that's now postponed.
I was still going to go to Vegas, but I guess not anymore.
Well, no, where are you going to stay?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a friend who lives there. Could let me stay at their house. I have a few friends in Vegas, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I have my friend's mom lives there, but they're older.
Think they'll let me stay with them?
No, they're older.
Look, I just sleep in the garage.
No.
Hey, I just need a place to sleep for like 3 hours a day. The rest of the time I'll be in the casino. Are the casinos closed too? Vegas is closed down?
Yeah, a lot of all the MGM resorts.
Wow.
Which I don't know what all resorts that they own.
They have a lot of them. I know that several of them. Locally, what else did we see? Oh. So bars and restaurants or bars and clubs. Oh, man. So I had a tweet go viral and I, of course, the tweets that have a typo always go viral. And then it's so far viral that I don't want to delete it.
You can't go. Oh, yeah.
And so I said restaurants, all bars and restaurants must close. And I meant to put all restaurants and clubs must close.
Mm-hmm.
And so Corkscrew Barbecue actually corrected me, and I retweeted them because they wrote the actual thing, and I was like, "Thank you." You know, there's no edit button on Twitter, so I felt like an ass, but at the same time, my heart was in the right place.
Yeah, and it's just a typo.
It's the way it goes sometimes.
I will say, as far as like our comments, we haven't nobody's had any questions.
And I haven't been really watching the phone lines to see if anybody's calling in.
Well, it would show up there too, and I don't have any text, so I think people are just.
The virtual concerts are going on, so it seems like everyone wants to do it now.
Yeah.
Luke Combs is at 7 o'clock tonight, so when I get home, I'll be kicking my feet up and putting some chicken in the oven to watch.
And then Parker McCollum's at 9.
You know I'm going to be lights off, Google Chromecasting that to the television.
Oh, God.
It's a hell of a year. What do you see? I don't want to mess up the words. I can't sing as good as him, but I'm in it. I am in it to win. I should have a little house party, invite people over.
No.
Oh, wait. That's right. Golly, the damn coronavirus.
See, yeah, you can have a virtual party and have other friends on your Google Chromecast or whatever, like FaceTime.
So do like a Google Hangout with a bunch of people?
I mean, that's what people are doing now. They're having all these video conferences and they're doing virtual happy hour.
Can't you do that on Instagram? You can like, you can bring people in like to the...
I mean, you would know versus me.
Instagram Live weirds me out.
Why?
Because sometimes, like I'll accidentally click on someone's Instagram Live when I'm trying to go through stories, mm-hmm. and it's like I'm the only viewer, and it's like I've walked into their bedroom, and I'm like, whoa, out,
yeah,
not gonna be the only one here.
That's weird. Yeah. I've never.
Or there's
done...
only five people. Even then, it's weird. And then it always says your name joined. I'm like, hey. Mm-hmm. I can't talk to you. So I'm getting out. Like, it's weird to me. I don't know why it creeps me out. I don't know what
it
is.
But I mean, we're technically doing the same thing, but on Facebook.
Yeah, but I'm at work. This makes sense. Like, they're not walking into my house. I'm not walking into their home. You know?
Okay. Like, that. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Do we? Where are we at on time wise over there?
I mean, we're 23 minutes, and I've got like
an hour. Do we want to talk about the Texans now?
I mean, yeah, I know you're chopping at the bit.
Ah.
It sucks. Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins has been traded to the Cardinals, and we're getting David Johnson. He's a running back. He's actually a really great running back. David Johnson's great. I promise. Look at his stats, career stats. He is outstanding.
I feel like somebody was saying he's washed up and overrated.
Well, because he's older, but it's okay. Like,
but why do we need a running back for?
Well, because Deshaun Watson is so good that they want a two.
Why do we need another running
back? They want a double threat. We want to have three threats from the backfield.
So we get rid of one of them?
No, he's a wide receiver. So
yeah, we get rid of a wide receiver.
I'm not trying to justify it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just explaining what I think they were thinking.
Okay, I will tell you what. When it broke yesterday, I was here when it happened. And obviously we have our sister station, Sports Radio 610. So coronavirus has kind of like sucked the life out of everything, right? The guys on sports, they had nothing to talk about because everything was coronavirus. NBA season's canceled. You've got no more baseball. And then March Madness. That's done. So they had all of these games planned to be airing on the air, and they're like, well, we got nothing now, so I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, luckily they're talk radio.
Well, they can talk, but the problem is they really had nothing to talk about because nothing was happening in sports. And then the Texans said, hold my beer, and then they like just disrupt the entire apple cart. And can I just say, like, yesterday, this place was madness. Then this morning I get in and Seth Payne is coming out of the studio and they're crisscrossing because it's the time change, you know, for the shows. And all I can hear is yelling like, they're pissed.
And we're the flagship station of the Texans. So like there's a certain amount of true shock, like utter deep, like confusing shock to be blindsided. I think that's another big, because the world got blindsided by it. Our world was rocked.
Yeah.
Titanic, we just hit a second iceberg.
Yeah. I just don't understand it. And I don't think anybody really understands it. You're trying to understand it. You're trying to come up with some reason, but
because I'm only a level three.
I've heard and seen like their tweets, like Wade Smith had one and he was like, I don't understand. I was like, okay, he doesn't even get it. So
yeah,
I mean,
and they're also deeply entrenched. I'm only like a level two, level three attachment. They're like level three, four, and five attachment. So it's harder for them to digest serious issues when they're that deeply attached. And so being a level two, level three attachment, I feel like I can understand the vision that they have.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and this is one of those times where I say, no, you're wrong. You can't understand it.
I can't think
of it. What are they going to? Okay.
We have another really good running back. What's his name?
I don't know.
This is why we're not on the sports team here. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, we don't do sports. The only thing I would say is
Texans running back.
When you watch a football game, right?
Carlos Hyde. That's his name. And do we have Lamar Miller? Did Lamar Miller get traded?
I don't know.
We're going to have
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lamar Miller, Carlos Hyde.
So wait, are we just going to run the ball all the time?
And then we're going to throw
That's
it with
boring.
Deshaun Watson.
What?
And we got Fuller.
Oh, God. I don't think any of this makes sense. No, when you watch a football game, all right, When think about you're watching the Texans, you're watching the game. When you see plays happening, do you ever get excited about running plays?
Yeah, no. When they go for touchdowns.
Well, yeah, but it's like two yards at a time. Like, that's so boring. Like, that's why Deshaun and DeAndre were so awesome, because he'd throw him that pass and it was like, boom, shakalaka. Like, it was amazing.
But they do the same thing with Will Fuller.
But it's just not the same. Like, the one play, remember that one play he had this season?
Oh, overtime against the Cowboys, was that it or whatever
like,
it was?
It was like the best grab of all time. Like, I don't know how he did it. He spun and he flipped and he did something else. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
We got rid of that guy. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there's no doubt at all that he is one of the greatest players we've ever had, and maybe one of the best receivers of all time. And it makes no sense to anyone because like we put so like he was never hurt. He played with a broken rib. You know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, at the end of the season, he was playing with like a broken rib and something else. Like he was hurt. And he was
I just
playing
feel
for
like
us.
We've become the laughing stock.
Well, he also like DeAndre Hopkins, man. He's had. Did you see his little farewell?
Mm-mm.
He posted a little farewell, and then today it was like Instagram. He's already in a Cardinals uniform pointing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's all sad about him, but he ain't sad about us.
Well, maybe because he's like, screw you. Like,
it's different for the
guy that dumps you, and you're like, oh, I'll do better.
Oh, here's Deshaun Watson. He said, man, this is crazy. Not sure how you think someone who has done so much for you and your career, not only someone who is a leader, but one of the best to ever do it, even more. I appreciate your genuine friendship from day one. Wishing you everything you deserve, fam. So there's that. And so then...
I guarantee you he is pissed.
I'm trying to find the DeAndre Hopkins. The Texans organization served me well. The city of Houston served me well. My teammates served me well. The city of Houston will forever be loved. Now it's time to bring a championship to Arizona. Hop out.
Dang. Well, I actually had somebody, I think it was on my Twitter. They were like, I hope he wins. Like they should have traded him. Let him get the ring now because we don't deserve it.
He just put, this is what he put as mood. I don't know what we're about to hear right now, but it's like an interview. He put mood with praying hands.
Sensational. That's the word you're looking for.
Exactly.
It is sensational.
That was 22 hours ago. It was like a gif. That was his mood.
Oh, he was feeling sensational? Is that what it is?
I mean, I guess. I think it sounds sarcastic. Like, he's like, basically, that's like a nervous laugh. I guess it's, you know, and also sensationalism. You know what I mean? Like, maybe there's a part of this that they knew that they would get a ton of, like, media clicks or, you know what I mean? Like, maybe there's something deeper. Maybe there's, like, a deeper
you and your conspiracy theory.
Hey, I'm just saying, there's a lot of value in social media. And Houston Texans took over the world for a little while. Like, that was such a blockbuster trade that, like, people stopped talking about the coronavirus.
It's not a blockbuster trade. It's a terrible trade. Nothing about that is blockbuster. It's disastrous. That's what it is.
Disastrous. Boneheaded blockbuster trade. There, I'll put two bad words, two less glamorizing words with it.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised we haven't had any comments on our Texan talk, but maybe,
well, they love country, not country.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but it really did. But that the Texans stopped the coronavirus talk for just a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
well, at least, you know, on Sports Radio 610, they won't be talking about coronavirus. They're going to be talking about what a disaster.
Oh, they all just aged like 10 years in 2 days.
I can tell you this, all of them, they're like, we don't get it. I wish I could listen. We could pipe in and listen.
We probably can right here. Look.
Let's see.
All the devices on your
now. Oh, they're in commercial.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but you know,
I love how you're trying to make it sound positive. It's like there sometimes, Nick, you just got to go with this. That sometimes there is no silver lining.
There's always a silver lining.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
What is this, like we're going to be good 5 years from now? Well, what the hell? Then trade J.J. Watts and let him get a ring somewhere else.
Everyone who is so upset and so mad when we've won 10 games and we're getting ready for our playoff game.
We've never won.
Yes, we have. We made it to the AFC Championship game and we lost to the
Patriots.
And
we lost. And we lost. Yeah, we're not getting any closer to getting the ring for those boys.
Well,
so
you
maybe
can be
just
optimistic.
Train them
all. You can be optimistic or you can be pessimistic. Yeah, I choose optimism.
Maybe I'm going to go with this. I'm going to be a realist. How about that?
Well, the other thing is that just like the coronavirus, we can't do anything about this. It's out of our control. That's why I remain optimistic. The only thing I can control is my own outlook. And that's why I control my outlook to be as positive as possible, because otherwise I'll be sad and in a hole.
Oh, my God, you and your zen.
Hey, you have to be happy.
I get it, but I mean.
Like, this is out of our control. Like I wish I was at rodeo right now doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that I wouldn't want to do this podcast with you.
And we would have had amazing weather.
Oh, I know. I thought about that when I was leaving the house today. I was like, gosh, and the weather's awesome.
I mean, it would have been a little sweaty, but I mean, I would have taken this year's rodeo weather over last year's. I mean, last year's, it rained. I think I cried for 2 straight weeks.
Yeah,
like, it was not good.
And also, they moved spring. The bulk spring break was the middle week this year. So it would have been like a cruise out. It wouldn't have been a crazy week last week. Like 2 years or last year, spring break was the last week. And then the George Strait. So it was like this gas pedal third week, you know, and I'd prefer to cruise to the third week.
Mm.
But, oh, well, 2021, it's going to be great. Someone brought up, oh, that's something I did want to talk about, was the Rodeo Houston refunding situation with folks who are exhibitors and vendors. They refunded a lot of the fees, and they're coming up with something for the junior. Like, just as I thought they would, they made do. They made right with the people. I mean, sure, vendors lost money, but at least they didn't lose money on the purchase. They
I want to say I heard something about a website.
There's a
Facebook group
with vendors, which, I mean, that's cool, but I think it only goes so far. The hope is that, you know, you get 100,000 members in there, but then you start getting spammed, and then, you know, then you run into Facebook algorithm things. But I think it was a great gesture. But I think giving back the money that they rented the space for was key.
Yeah.
Because now that does, you know, soften the blow, because part of the money they were expecting to make on the grounds was because of what they paid to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a pricey venture for your business to buy a spot in NRG Arena. I don't think it's cheap. And so,
I mean, every event's different, you know, obviously rodeo is at a premium, but
for sure. I mean, you're talking millions of people coming through there. So that's why they have the rates they have, which is understood. But my point is that I'm glad that they made good on that, because those vendors, man, I felt terrible. Like, I thought about Roland Orsak from Shoppa's, you know, like that. This is his, like that. That's the one of the few people I know personally that I feel like really saw. And I saw a post of his where it's like move out day, and it was like, and like, you know, it just sucks, you know, because I know how much the rodeo means to him, you know, like financially for their business. And so to see that was cool. But I had no doubt. I really had no doubt rodeo would do what they had to do to financially take care of who they could and would. And so
I would imagine, though, for next year, it's going to be I would think that we'd have to raise ticket prices
or an extra week. That's what someone else said. What if they did an extra week?
I mean, like an extra week of the carnival or
of everything,
just
an extra week of rodeo, everything.
And concerts?
Yeah. What if you just did concert only for a week afterwards?
Whew. We would be busy.
Yeah.
We'd be real busy.
Maybe just do carnival and concert only. That would be big.
Hmm. Well, I would also, well, now you just got to do all of it then. Well, I guess carnival, concert, maybe the indoor shopping.
Yeah, that would work.
Hmm. I don't know. Wait, did you really hear that, or did you just make that up?
Which part?
All of it.
Yeah, that was a lot of speculation.
Oh, God. You and your theories.
Well, I mean, it was speculative ways to overcome. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I mean, I could see them doing that, because they probably did save a lot of money
and
resources.
That would just be such a giant undertaking, but... Miami.
It's rodeo. It's the biggest rodeo in the world.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't have to do the rodeo, quote unquote, for that week after. Maybe you don't do a week. Maybe you just do 3 days extra. And it's three big names that do like a benefit, the 2020 makeup shows.
Yeah.
And you do, the four big names that were there that week of spring break. You know,
John Party, who was supposed to be at rodeo this past week. I do know, how a lot of the artists are doing these virtual concerts, like Keith Urban did his last night.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the other artists are doing it. John Party said he's going to have one on social media. And people are calling out Luke Bryan to do one as well.
Did you see him shotgunning beers with Morgan Wallen I watched that one. No. Oh my gosh. Either he was drunk or he just had a long day. They were shotgunning beers in the kitchen, him, Morgan Wallen, and some of their friends.
Well, I mean, I guess what I think about them, they can't go on tour. All of their people are at home.
He owns a bass pond, Aaron. Well, but yes, I understand. There's a lot of people who work for Luke Bryan who probably...
all of them, it's like they're all trapped to the house too. So it's like, I guess, what are you going to do?
In reality, that's the other thing that kind of goes unnoticed on a lot of these concerts and tours that have been canceled are the production workers. There's lots of people that travel the country to set up concert venues from a production standpoint.
Okay, now with all of this, these comments and stories that have been on Facebook, has there been any... Have you seen anything from your friends that you're like, and I'm about to unfriend you?
Yeah, for the most part, it's the only things that bother me are the ones who can't get out of the politics of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that kind of annoys me, because there's a humanity aspect of it that I think you overlook whenever you start to determine whose fault this is. Or, oh, I can't believe so-and-so is doing this because he's such a scumbag. Like, okay, can we stop?
I had a friend, and I'd love her to pieces, but I wanted to go through Facebook and strangle her, because it was the announcement of Vegas basically shutting down and MGM closing, and she was like, yes, health before money. And it was like, I understand what you're trying to say. It just comes off as just, what's the word I'm looking for? Just like... Maybe you just don't have to get so excited about that, because there's all those people that work in casinos and all of those restaurants, and there's thousands of people.
Yeah,
we're talking,
because she's looking at it from the casino making money. She's not looking at it from the person who's making $8 an hour to spin the roulette wheel, who doesn't make money now, or the cooks, or the people who are the servers,
or the people that
the
do
janitors.
The rooms or check in the rooms, the security, this, the that. I mean, there's like so many layers, and I was like, I may not be able to look at her post for a while, because it was just too opinionated. What are you doing?
No, I agree with you. There's a lot of people that go, I was just looking to see how many people were on at one time. Like earlier,
you actually see what it says?
Earlier it was 23.
Oh.
And so people have been coming in. So,
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
I just saw
Hannah Sweat and DJ Brad.
Oh, hey, DJ Brad.
So, yeah, but see, that's why I didn't want to like follow it while we were doing the podcast, because then we'd just be saying hi to everybody, you know? I guess since we're getting kind of towards the end, Gina Kessler, Sherry Burkhalter, they all said hi, and apparently they enjoyed what we're doing.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry. It's like somebody else said that. It's like being in the studio with us.
Yeah, well, you are in the studio. Now you can see us. And then radio.com.
And then you can know that Nick did not comb or brush his hair today. He hasn't shaved. I didn't wash my hair today. Today's definitely a dry shampoo kind of day.
I actually don't think I even showered last night.
Nasty. Are you serious? I mean, coach yourself in this.
No, I mean, I didn't do anything. I came here and I went home.
So when's the last time you took a shower?
Yesterday afternoon before I came to work.
Can we get that? Like, can we get a poll going? Like, is Nick nasty?
Well, I'm going to take a shower when I get home.
Are you? Maybe
yeah,
you'll
course.
Be like, oh, it'll be fine. I'll just go 2 days.
Maybe that's why I'm itching. Just kidding.
God.
But look at this. From golf, this was a pampas bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to, like, have you know what a pampas bush is? It's like furry, it looks like a Sesame Street character bush.
Okay.
And so my ball, when your golf ball goes in there, it's gone usually.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I could see it, so I was like, with my hand. And then I was like, oh, no, my whole arm was inflamed. But yeah, I'm okay now though.
Little Benadryl. It's all right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was a different experience being on Facebook Live. I'm glad I was able to forget it for a second.
Yeah. I mean, everybody just kind of chilled and just watched. I'm surprised we didn't have more piping in. But I mean, if you guys ever want to pipe in and we do this again, please feel free. Because it's funny, like, we always have comments and they get so outrageous, and for this they're like, oh.
Well, this puts you on the spot though. There's a difference when someone can craft a post or a comment or a reply without anyone seeing it, and then there's on the fly reacting with the opportunity to be reacted to. And
true.
So sometimes that, you know, people are a little more hesitant, you know. Plus we're not super opinionated. I don't think people associate us with like, share your deepest darkest opinion of how you feel about this. You know what I mean?
Well, and I mean, we just kind of wanted to do a recap, because let's be honest. I mean, we have to come up here every day, and who knows how, and we may, I mean, they
haven't
do
another one tomorrow. Just kidding.
Well, what we may not be able to do broadcasts from here soon. That's what I'm saying. So,
well, if anyone from the, if anyone in the station tests positive or somehow gets it, this place is going down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not down, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We're not going to be able to come back to the office for a long time. But because at the end of the day, we're also public servants.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing that I saw someone posted this thing, this meme about, you know, doctors and EMTs and fire workers and this and this and this and this. And I was like, and radio DJs, because in reality, we're in here providing information to the community as up to the minute as we can be, you know, with reason. And so to that respect, you know, we are public servants. People do trust us with information and with, you know, that's why we try not to like totally speculate off the rails, you know, but obviously we're just as curious, but we're also not journalists. So there's that aspect of it.
This is true. We are not journalists.
Yeah.
Very
broadcast
true.
Professionals.
Also, as of last week, we also know we're not doctors.
Yes.
Not doctors, and we're not journalists.
Journalists, not journalists.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a wrap. All right. Is that good for you, Aaron?
Works for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.